John Clement.
And I'm Richard Strong, USA Headline News.
The budget year begins in July. Arizona State Senator Kelly Ward says there will be exceptions to the one-year rule.
Is we aren't going to kick anybody off who is having a hardship. People who are taking care of a disabled relative, people who are taking care of foster kids, people who have problems with getting child care.
As you head out this morning, you should know that federal regulators are ordering the recall of 34 million vehicles. The recall is because of defective airbags that could explode, and it's the biggest product recall in U.S. history. I'm
if
Ron
you
Taylor,
need a physician,
you're listening to USA Headline
Medical News. Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HNC.
The news is sponsored by the Hunter
Visit us on the web at www.hunterdenmedicalcenter.org. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family. Led by
it's 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 64 degrees in Flemington, clear skies.
Full circle.
Winds are 3 miles an hour, gusting up to 6. Today is Monday, May 4, 2015, and summer has arrived. A good deal of sunshine today, a high of 83, winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 58 tonight. Winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And partly cloudy tomorrow. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high
it is 62 degrees right now in Flemington, 9:06
on Wednesday. Rain showers
and it
early.
Is
some sunshine
May 20th,
later in the
Wednesday.
Day. 73.
Partly cloudy skies
partly
right now.
Cloudy, partly cloudy 79 on Thursday the 7th.
Winds northwest.
Sunshine and clouds mixed.
84 on
partly cloudy
Friday,
this evening, then becoming
catch
cloudy
this,
after midnight.
87.
Low near 45.
On Saturday,
May 9th.
West at 5 to 10 miles
temperatures
an hour.
In our area right
cloudy
now.
Cloudy and a high of 65.
Winds southwest at 5 to 10. And that's
up in the town of Clinton.
Plentiful sunshine on Friday.
74.
And hope
mainly clear.
Sunny skies and a high of 70 on Saturday. Intervals of cloud and sunshine on Sunday, 79, and partly cloudy and a high of 81 for Memorial Day on the 25th. Temperatures in our area right now, 59 in White House, 55 in Quakertown, 58 in Lebanon, 60 in Phillipsburg, 57 Raritan, and 58 in... Welcome back to
Good Morning Hunter.
Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com. We're going to talk about the March of Dimes today. I got my guests here. We got some... It is National Giving Day, and a great time to be talking about March of Dimes, I would think. So I'm going to bring in my two guests. I have Tracy Alexander, who's the community
welcome
director
back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber
chapter, and Joan Dewar, director of development from Family Promise
Valley of Clinton,
is back with me in the studio. Another event taking place, and this one... It's mind-blowing.
Of
Box City is going to be taking place a week from this weekend.
Was it
on the 30th?
May's Landing.
And we're going to talk with her about the whole plan and how it all
welcome,
works.
Ladies.
And some of the experiences they've had in the
morning,
last
morning,
couple of years.
Jones.
So,
welcome
back to Good Morning
Hunter.
Let's do a quick
introduction.
Thanks,
people
Chris.
Know
great
you,
to hear.
Joan,
good.
But
great to be here.
Some people
thanks
don't.
For having me.
Why don't you tell us a hello? Pleasure to have you, as always. And
Chris had mentioned known as the wine lady.
How about that weather forecast for this weekend? Would you like to buy that one for next week?
Please, please. It's
our event is rain or shine.
I know, and there's nothing worse than a cardboard box getting wet.
So 10 years,
hopefully,
congratulations.
Hopefully you guys will have the what's planned over by you folks, which I've read about, and I have to go and experience it.
Wines, they're the third oldest wine in the state,
but
make over 25.
Sounds even better
varieties
if the weather is conducive to everybody
we
being out
every
for
day,
the
like
evening,
a winery,
enjoying
the
movie and the stars,
and
just kind of being together.
It is much better with good weather. I assure you that. And I don't want to jinx anything.
No.
But this is our fifth year, and we've
shop,
had 4 years of
wine,
really nice
how did
weather.
Clinton
so,
good.
I'm
not going
to
ask.
Weather was
it's a pretty good time to be
take care of that myself.
To be doing that. I just reported
the weather in around May. I think
I made it happen.
Fairly dry.
We have Tracy Alexander, your community director,
across the
mic.
We'll keep our thoughts.
Tell us a little about
positive thoughts for you.
Your part of March of
Dimes. So let's go back real quick. We've done a couple of talks with you about Family Promise, but we certainly want to highlight it again. What is it? What is your role in it? And then we'll get to how Box City form comes into play.
Well, Family Promise is our county's only homeless shelter for families. So we are designed as a homeless shelter for families. We do take single women when we have space, but
families will always get priority. I got to start off right off the bat with March of Dimes. We're actually part of a national network of 187 affiliates. The brand of March of Dimes has been around for as long as I can remember, and it spread throughout the country.
We're in 48 states now.
Hunterdon County was one of the first affiliates on
board.
So we're really proud of that. This is actually our 25th year.
Until I look it up.
Thank you.
There must be a reason why
we plan some celebrations for later in the year, so stay tuned for that. Our program is really unique because we're not a traditional homeless shelter as you would envision in more of an urban area. The way our program works is that our guests come to our day center during the day, which is in Flemington. We are very fortunate to be on the second floor of the Flemington Presbyterian Church, right above the nursery school, and they treat us very well. Excellent landlords. And you can't beat the price. And so that's where our day center and offices are, and that's where our folks stay during the day. And then at about 5 o'clock, the link comes and picks them up and takes them to a host congregation.
Since then,
and those are multi-denominational congregations throughout the entire county. And that's where they stay for the night. That is entirely staffed by volunteers. So we incur no costs for our overnight shelter. And we're, again, really, really fortunate because we have a wonderful team of volunteers. We estimate to be over 1,000 every year who provide two or three shifts of coverage for those nights, and everything from a home-cooked meal to companionship and what I consider most important, respect for homeless families in our county. And it may seem a little crazy because some people think, well, how can you exist just moving from one congregation to another? So they'll stay at one church for a week, maybe two, and then move on to another church. But it's a really beautiful program of neighbors helping neighbors. So
why do people have to move? Is there
Child.
Is there a logistics reason for it? Is there a passing through of their progress in your system?
It's really more logistics and practicality. What we're asking our host congregations to do, and I think it's important to mention this, we're not a religious-based organization, and by no means is anyone required to have a religious affiliation to volunteer. We've got community members from the community at large that go to those congregations. The way the program started is that this woman who I mentioned earlier was looking to start a traditional homeless shelter. She had done some work with homeless people and really became passionate about needs beyond sort of providing a sandwich. It was about conversation. It was about getting to know people and, again, showing respect. So she was looking to start a traditional shelter and was thwarted for various reasons, and one day was looking at a church and said, you know, there are rooms that sit idle sometimes 6 days a week, whether they're like an educational class, Sunday school classroom, an office, a meeting room. They could
be converted into bedrooms. We'll come back to that in a little bit.
And so those host congregations, that's what we're asking them to do, is to provide basically
six bedrooms. You are the community
director.
What is the role of that?
For our families. So each family stays in their own bedroom, and the family stays together. And that's really important because sometimes in a traditional shelter environment, they could be separated by gender. Sometimes parents are separated from children. And, you know, I know you're a dad, and I'm a mom, and I can't stomach the idea of children being apart from their parents at night.
Well, it's you've even heard of some of the horror stories, even in these homeless shelters where certain homeless people do not
it's been around for so long
because it's
kind of evolved outside of its own brand.
And even if it is an entirely safe and wonderful environment, you know, nighttime is a vulnerable time for little kids. So
quiet, your thoughts are running wild.
Absolutely. So they're right there with their parents and they're staying in a classroom.
To help raise funds for us.
So we asked the church to provide for the congregation to provide four bedrooms for our guests because that's our capacity. Four families are up to 14 people at a time. And then two additional bedrooms for the overnight host. So when you volunteer at our shelter, your shift might be a dinner shift, it might be an evening shift, or it could be an overnight shift where you literally sleep at the church and you're there. Just to really handle anything that might come up, which is extremely rare.
In your teenage years,
but then at 6:30 the next morning,
the
light comes back and they start
years ago in marketing
and then they get
advertising,
go back to the central place where you folks are.
Right, the
and
day center.
There's some education and programs that are going on there.
Right, and that's the thing that I think is really most important and most impressive about our program is that it is not just shelter. And that's really a critical point to make.
And
I work with an excellent staff, and I have to give a shout out to my co-director, Donna Michelson, who's also our case manager. She runs our network. Our financial manager, Sharon, and our office manager, Pam, who provide
sister.
Yeah, we are a small but mighty and very caring staff. But through Donna, they receive intensive case management. And what that means is that our goal is not just to provide shelter. Our goal is long-term stability.
You're throwing acronyms at
me. We want to make sure that our families are housed
due to diabetes
and that they stay housed. And in order to do that, they have to work with Donna on long-term goals, short-term goals. What are the children going to do as far as school? What are mom and or dad going to do in terms of education, work, programming? What do they need? So whether we provide it in-house or Donna provides access to those programs throughout the county, because we partner with a lot of other social services agencies, they get what they need to become permanently stable. And we stay with them after they leave. Once they're in housing, we still work with them depending on which program they're in and continue on with that case management.
So your background's in marketing. But now that's only part
so
of
now,
what you do.
So you hear the process.
So I sort of throw it
how many
all
folks
together.
Do you
I take all the advertising
take on
and marketing
in a monthly
and
period
the fundraising
what,
that I have.
What would be your metrics that you
well,
talk about?
Well, our capacity is four families or up to 14 people at a time. Throughout the course of a year, we will house somewhere in the neighborhood of 15, 16 families.
Now, you said that the March of Dimes
last year we housed 16 families and a total of 50 people, of which 30 were children.
Yes, we do.
And the,
so
it's
now,
a national organization, though. So how many
with that capacity,
approximately,
how many
your budget? What is the funds coming from? From your,
well, I can't
your
give
Italian
you
dinner that you did, your dream dinner, or Box City. Where, what are those funds? What's the biggest expenses
Plains.
That you folks are
but,
White Plains, New York,
using
yes.
that money for to achieve
yes.
your goals?
Yes.
Well, our biggest expense,
and,
you know, certainly
every state we do
is programming for our
it really
clients.
Depends right. on the size of the
and our budget can vary from year to year because we do receive or don't receive government funding. And so we either run that program or we don't. And so those programs are things like homeless prevention program or HPP, Homeless
so
Prevention Rapid
have,
Rehousing Program, HPRP. Those are HUD-funded programs that we have administered
counties.
Over the
okay.
years. So that that is
Iowa,
a big chunk of our
know,
operating budget, whether you have that or not.
But
direct client assistance, and
so
whether that's in terms of
legwork,
you know, rental arrears for a homeless prevention program, because we do more than shelter as well, not just our program, but we do prevention services.
No, that's fine.
I'm
just trying to get the scope of the organization.
That's critical.
I know. I've seen it forever. I grew up knowing,
which helps
hearing about the March of Dimes.
Well,
I remember those card
the
envelopes.
Yes.
I remember the,
you know,
but
who hasn't had an unexpected
like
car
said,
repair
it,
bill,
you're,
medical
you're
emergency,
evolved
things
outside
like that
of your
can
brand. You keep,
you know,
the name,
be a tremendous setback.
But, right.
And then we have sustainable housing programs that
a little bit more about what it's all about,
which is a really small program we just started, but it's really very cool because it's designed to help the folks that
okay.
really
so
want to go to school so that they can move from
copy.
A minimum wage job to a living wage
which
job.
Which gives us competition.
And,
yeah,
we
that's all right.
have
well,
just a handful of clients in that now, but
of,
we're seeing tremendous success.
You've moved a lot of different.
You brought up that neighbors in need. I remember.
Very cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk more with Tracy Alexander and John Schemming.
You were at Bonnie.
Right Duncan's after this, you'll listen to Good Morning
Hunter
on Hunter and Maria.
I'm losing my train of thought here. Bonnie Duncan did a presentation where she talked about how it was Alice and how a particular individual is living on a shoestring.
Mm-hmm.
And any particular disruption to their life makes them have to make choices that nobody would want to make. Food.
I'm Dave Lang,
living as neighbors in need seems to try and accomplish that, which is if I have a breakdown in my car, the chain reaction is nasty. All of a sudden I can't get to my job.
Right. That's exactly, and again, that neighbors in need program is designed for our So, that can be a devastating expense. So, fortunately, we do have funds available for our shelter clients and those that recently left the shelter to help them with that because, like you said, one car repair bill can be massive, and if they can't get to work, then things start unraveling.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed.
You know, and this is what I love about your focus is that you're trying to avoid people going down this path of darkness of homelessness by avoiding that at the outset. Now, it'd be nice if the people that are going that are potentially going to have that problem are much more aware of it beforehand. But at least you're trying to put some glue in to keep it from getting worse.
We are when we have, yeah, especially those prevention programs when we do have the funding available, it can be extremely helpful because that keeps someone. in their apartment, their rental unit, and avoid eviction.
We need to replenish. All right, we're going to take a quick break, Colleen, and then we're going to talk about Box City and how all this fits together. Hang on with me. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a minute.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, your business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Huntington County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
We will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news.
Welcome back to Good Morning Huntington and HuntChamber.com. Tracy Alexander is the Community Director of March of Dimes in the central office in Sayreville, and Joan Shamming of Baliche of Clinton has got an event that's going to be taking place on May 7th. So, Joan, and health services it begs the question. Now, we talked about Tracy, our about how she got involved in the March of Dimes from a community point of view. Now, you've got enough things that you worry about on a day-to-day basis. I've seen you in this office, in this studio. I've seen you in Clinton. You've got your winery. You're doing Clinton. You're doing all the other things over there with the Guild.
Or visit us on the web.
How did you get involved in March of Dimes?
www.huntertonhealthcare.org. Last year,
somebody in like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio,
now you can take it. Them. It was
download
a
our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store.
Would I like to have something like
station
that?
Information,
and
listen live or to
no,
the latest podcast.
The
everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
So we talked about what we could have, and I said, why don't we have some kind of wine event?
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7111. Or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community
when they were founded, and they were founded in 1938. I said, nearing up to 1940s. So when we...
All right, 9:23. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington and HuntChamber.com. Colleen Dewar here. She's the director of development at Family Promise. A unique event and a unique program to help people
came
with homelessness, try and get them out of that,
outfits,
and move them in the right
and
houses.
And
direction.
I also,
but also,
so
we're
really
just talking about how
and
the folks can be the Neighbors in Need program tries to
so
avoid homelessness altogether
year,
by
and we move into
by
the
stemming the tide and making sure that folks who hit a rough spot, get those experiences and some help prior to the
guys, a
some of us don't.
My husband's amongst them. So.
You already said, Colleen, there are some times when you get some money from grants and government help,
the March of Giants, why I really wanted to support them.
In the last 8 years,
I had a cousin who was
hit or miss
as
to whether you get that.
You got that right.
Now you need to find another way. I love when people come up with unique events.
He had a couple of surgeries.
Not the typical. We're in Huntington County, and I'm in the Chamber of Commerce. You're here at the Chamber of Commerce. You're inundated with, it's got to be a golf outing every
family
weekend.
Really,
and there's just so many golf outings that you can afford to play and even participate.
So, you decided to take on this new role.
We did the Dream Dinner
annual
little
event
a couple weeks ago,
so
and that was a great Italian meal that you got. Right,
you've already got
what?
You've already got another
and,
50 years.
I was over there enjoying
five more events plus going on.
Food,
and by the time you get through the 50s,
and now
we're going to
have another generation
participation
of.
So I can't wait to see you in hip-hop. That's the best I can think of, right?
well, I'm already
so you have this thing called Box City.
And together.
Right. What happens is, people, all right, so well, we're gonna, Colleen's going to tell you all about it. But we're going to talk more about the event.
The fun of it is that
but,
it's a collective group
Tracy
of people who are going to spend an evening together.
We've got it to the point now where you folks have taken on a whole new role dealing with
experience it for themselves, but all of this happens to be a benefit for
gave us a little insight into the fact that homelessness in Hunterdon County.
So where
now
did
you're
this
down to
concept
ten.
Come from? How
well,
bad was it?
Well, it's time to give credit where it's due. There's
kind of
a teacher at Hunterdon Central High School. Her
time.
Name is Jane Paradiso.
Well,
she
I know Jane.
She is
all
the
right, Jane.
Advisor for Dream Dinner, by the way, the dinner that you enjoyed. Thank you for joining us.
Yep.
Jane attended one of our national conferences a few years back and heard a presentation about Box City, which is something that other Family Promise affiliates had been doing, and decided to bring it to Hunterdon County. And so she
really
started, initiated, ran the very first one 5 years ago. And
unfortunately,
and, you know, imagine
what
an undertaking that is to go to the administration at Hunterdon Central High School and say, we'd like to have a whole bunch of people sleeping in boxes on one of your fields. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
And they said yes. They did, and they still do. And the event has grown 5 or 6-fold since that time. It's grown very, very quickly. And
we've done research
so we have to give thanks to Jane for doing that, and thanks to the administration of Central who are just tremendous. Not just the administration; I mean, the staff are incredible. What the grounds crew does for us, and
make sure you eat right.
The boxes that they, you know, we flatten them and they haul them away. It's a tremendous undertaking, and we're very, very grateful to them.
Was Chris Steffner there at the time? She was the one that kind of gave a green light.
Yes,
that's awesome, Chris. I know Chris comes here every week, once a month. We talk with her about the administration over at Hunterdon Central. Too many times nowadays in the 21st century and in the late 20th century, the word liability shows up constantly. And everybody says, gee, that's a great idea, but I don't want to be liable. And yet, Hunterdon Central continues to demonstrate over and above all the time that they can find a way to make it work.
They
do.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I have to also give credit to the participants because this is an event that is not,
you know, even
necessary. It is, although it is geared towards teenagers, and they make up the greatest portion of our population of citizens of Box City. It's not necessarily designed for teenagers yet. There are a lot of teenagers who participate, which of course raises concern over behavior or what I group into one broad category that I call shenanigans.
Of your presentations,
the potential for shenanigans, of course, is high with that particular crowd.
Bringing them to the community,
and that's the suspicion.
It's never been a problem.
Yeah. Is it a form of,
you know, honestly, we're getting the cream of the crop in terms of
marketing?
Kids that are willing to get a box, decorate a box, sleep in a box, raise pledge money. You know, if you're going to cause some trouble, that's an awful lot of work to get into.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do really appreciate the kids that honor the rules and who respect the event enough that they it's never been a problem. And for that, I am very, very grateful.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great explanation of how we can appreciate teenagers really looking at it. There's always this broad stroke we throw at teenagers. Oh, they're going to get in trouble. They're kids. But I've come in contact with more and more kids, that, especially in the last couple of years,
everyone
who really get it. There's a community service component to this generation that I don't think was in my generation. We didn't care about everybody else. We cared about ourselves. So this generation has been taught something that I don't know what's in the water, but it's working.
Well, they do belie every stereotype of a teenager. And, in fact, my committee that organizes this event is made up of or includes three teenagers, two from Central and one from North, and they are tremendous. And again, if I have the opportunity to give a shout out to Tori and Chloe from Hunterdon Central High School, they are, you talk about belying stereotypes, they are incredible young ladies who not only are dedicated to this event and to our families, but they took a leadership role in this event, and they have, you know, been soliciting prizes and donations of pizza for dinner and, you know, entertainment really and just really doing a great job of organizing. Sam, who is from North Hunterdon, is a junior this year. This is her first Mock City, but not only did she jump in to participate, she
obviously have to take on a role of
fundraiser. I'm super grateful for
it's a nonprofit organization, so you're telling your story.
This is similar to the Dream Dinner, and I've had you on 2 years now to help Dream Dinner.
But after you have your while you have your funding,
oh yes, I have very little to do with that other than enjoy my pasta dinner and
going to the hospital
and say thank you. Those dealing with the
that's it's the challenges
and they're building a resume.
Not only they're building a resume,
but they're
gaining experience.
Getting
they're
going to
take with them.
It's networking. Look, if any of those three girls that I mentioned need a letter of reference, I would be sitting there trying to
make sure that that 1 in 10 is driven down.
So 5 years ago,
11, 12
went to the national.
So what type of
family promise
efforts
and
are you
learned
doing
about this?
To
she brought it to
so that you don't have to keep going to the hospitals.
You
folks
not going to be
and somehow got
premature
Hunterdon Central to buy into it.
Well, and a lot of it's research. Every
what
child
was
now,
what was that first one kind of like?
Well, I actually was not with. I was not working for the organization at that time. Okay. But she was a board member for Family Promise and brought it back to the board. And you know, again, you have Central so willing to host it, and then you had a board of directors who said, "Yeah, this is kind of crazy. Let's do it." And they did.
That's a great reason to do anything.
They did. It's very unique, and even if it's you know, honestly, event planning is extremely stressful, as anyone who's ever done it knows. But I do love so many things about this event. And you know, mentioned golf outings, which are all for wonderful causes and organized by great, hardworking people.
Yeah,
I do love that this event is so closely tied to the cause, to the mission of the organization. Now, you know, some people have expressed a little bit of discomfort with the idea of sleeping in a box. The reality is the homeless population in Hunterdon County is not your traditional sleep homeless, street homeless. So, they're perhaps probably not sleeping in boxes. The idea of the event is that we're giving up our comforts at home for a night, and it's closely tied to the cause. It is it's unique. There's nothing else like it in Hunterdon County. It's fairly quick. You know, it starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday
the 30th,
and by 8 o'clock Sunday morning,
that means that almost everybody has come
and everyone is gone.
Somebody who's had a
amazing, and it's really, really fun.
I recall a friend of mine who's second son.
It's a lot of fun. There's an outdoor movie. We always tell the teams there's food.
Food.
Provided. They love food. And, you know, the last thing I wanted to mention is that
he's
I've organized a lot of fundraisers over many, many years for other various organizations.
But,
the cost to produce this event is extremely low.
At the same time,
just as an example, last year we raised about $31,000 from Fox City. My cost to execute the event was about $2,000.
And he remembered.
So if we beat that record this year, we're looking at about 93-95% of the money.
Couldn't recall it directly.
That's what it's all about.
But
going
right
to our shelter.
And everybody's having just as much fun.
Oh yeah, great.
In fact, even more
fortunate.
So,
experience
what's the draw?
Very upset. What do you think?
From being you're obviously not a teenager,
so he
wrote either.
And
well,
so somehow,
he remembered that he was in that.
What's the draw? What is it that makes it
probably couldn't have
if
go
you
and improve and grow it. Like it's grown? What
I
it was
think
like,
the draw is that.
But once he was
you
there,
you know, it's if you think along the lines of Relay for Life, you know, look at what these high school kids do for Relay for Life when they join together and do something together for a cause.
Second one,
they enjoy that feeling. They enjoy that camaraderie and the sense of purpose. And I think that's what Box City does. It's like the ultimate slumber party.
Yes. Well, you know, when you do the
again, it's different.
On a nine
you know, it's cool.
Term,
it's you know these
Tracy was just talking about somebody
participants.
Born
we call them citizens of Box City. Set up boxes that you know
and
year one they were your basic refrigerator
this,
oven boxes, but
the majority
last
of the girls
year the creations that
in the last
and
trimester,
and it was really the kids
and even
that
almost
put
in
the
last
the
month.
Wild, there was
wow.
a castle.
I mean,
there was
a lot of babies.
You know, boxes in the shape of cupcakes and elephants on parade, and it's just crazy. They really put so much much into this, so much creativity, and they're great.
I don't know where high school kids have all the time. I just don't get it. I've seen, I've been in certain participation with some of them. One of them I came across was I was at a consortium over there. They were doing, they showed me the robotics club, the robotics team, and these kids were up morning, noon, and night working on this monster robot in this competition. Then I find like you're just these kids, you know, planning this whole thing, building this whole big cardboard thing. It's not like it would be easy for me to say, look, I'm just going to get a refrigerator box, I'm going to climb in it and call it a day. But no, that's not what they're doing.
It's not enough. No, it's got to be better than that.
Got to be better.
I mean, there are prizes, so there's some motivation, but really, they're incredible.
We've got enough. We've got enough things to worry about
within the school year.
But here's the good.
You know, I know for North Hunterdon, finals don't start for another sort of week and a half, 2 weeks after the event. The same for Central. So they have a nice
Null downtime between AP exams taking and finals. Care of a premium
that seems
months.
To work out.
And having the technology be able to keep
that's
baby
how they roll.
Cool. And it's growth.
All right. So you told us a little bit about what you guys are doing. The parading elephants.
It's just that it adds more challenges because we've been so successful.
I heard some people are starting to build.
It's a double edged sword all the way.
I don't usually.
All right. So we got to the serious matter of it. So now we need to drive. We have some fun and
get
some folks.
Oh, okay.
To just drag joy and not actually contribute to the March of Dimes.
No, we can't have anybody.
This is our second annual, and now we're going to do
another. Okay. They transport them over, and that's.
I know you told me a little bit about how you decided on 40.
Minivans and trucks and
how did you decide that you wanted to start tripping
you know
the light fantastic?
All right, so tell me about the
decades, the schedule.
Well, it kind of seemed natural, I think.
Can people still participate? Is it too late?
They can absolutely participate. We have registration open until next Friday.
Whenever I have.
The truth of the matter is we don't turn away walk-ins because it is a fundraiser after all. However, as you can imagine, it is immensely helpful if we know ahead of time who's actually coming.
Research.
So it's an online registration, and when you register online, you can do that through our website, which is familypromisehc.org. You'll see a Block City logo on the front page, and you can also look under events, and you'll see more information there. So we encourage people to register. They can then set up a fundraising page so they can send a link out to friends, family members.
You're obviously
going to
have
some
fun.
I'm so excited.
You
can't see my
smile. It's amazing. She came up to me last week when we did another thing. So I got
$30.
Tracy's got to come on.
And I was like, I couldn't refuse.
We just got to find the right date.
We have a brand new logo this year.
I was going to ask you about that because I read about it.
It's very cool. The Hunterdon County Polytech
shows us for
the
Bridging
the Gap program,
some
which is where they work with a nonprofit business in the community and do some creative work for them. They chose us. Fortunately, they overhauled our Box City logo and our Box City poster materials, and it is just such a cool logo. And what I think is
we're at 20 Main Street.
So they really had
so it's at your shop?
It's at our shop.
What it was. Okay. And, you know, we liked our old logo. It worked for many years. But what I love about this one is it has that sense of fun and lightheartedness about the event. So it's really cool. So our giveaway for the $50 fundraisers has our cool new logo on it. We have, you know, some participants who raise on average of, you know, hundreds of dollars a piece. There are people, adults and kids.
No surprise.
Other groups that just are so into this and they work
auction.
So hard.
We have over
and we're forever grateful because, like I said, the cost is so low. So you know that when you're raising money and asking people to support it, the vast majority of the funds are going to go to help our families.
Really
the rest of it's just for planning on the expenses of the
Yeah, I mean, well, the outdoor movie is a big part of it, but I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't want to do without that because it's so much fun. And, you know, some of the supplies, and we get most of the pizza donated for dinner, but sometimes we kick in a few.
Everybody knows Joan.
Really fairly limited. We're lucky that we have a really good online system, so our... we don't do a lot of mailings. We really try to keep the cost associated with it low. It's fairly viral, so that's a cheap way to spread the word. So
and it's doing it
and
by
it's working
by the participation. Everybody's enjoying it.
Cars.
So they are word of mouth.
Get some nice weather there, and people come in.
When does it start?
Or something like that.
So the event starts on May 30th, which is Saturday, not the weekend.
What's going to happen
at
6 with
o'clock.
The
so at 100 Central, there's a practice
is there some
field
spot
just in front
the
of the turf field
during
the school
or is
building.
It just going to be running?
I'm sorry.
So everyone starts coming in at around 6 o'clock on Saturday. They take an hour or two to set up boxes, hang out, throw frisbee, throw football. We'll have some music. We always have a local high school band or musician that performs, and they're always excellent. I mean, just shockingly good. So we'll have some music, and then around 8 o'clock we'll do some, we have some judges for our,
so we'll
our
have
prizes,
that
and I don't want to name any names yet because I have a firm commitment.
So it's
but we
a
have
celebration
some,
of
some
money bribing.
Really,
the accomplishments of the March of
Dimes. Definitely not. So we're excited about that, and then around 8:15, 8:30 we announce the prize winners. We have a few announcements. We don't talk too long because we know nobody wants to hear us babble on and on, but we always have a former or current shelter client that will get up and speak to the crowd, and that's always really, really meaningful.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
And then
it's
we
funny,
have our outdoor
I do this
movie,
show every
and then
day
that usually
I,
wraps
I,
up around 11, and then by midnight it's
today
lights
today
out.
And it's interesting to see.
We do
how
have
we
access
to
an indoor bathroom, so that's nice
sense.
To have.
But
so
at the same time, you can see
how adjust their fluid levels and everything's good, and then. You know, it's an early rise because the sun.
Right after this, the rotary
But we'll have bagels for breakfast, and really everyone is packed up and gone by 8 o'clock.
So it doesn't even really impact your Saturday or your Sunday.
Great way to spend your just a part of your weekend.
Part of your weekend. Now I also saw that some folks who don't necessarily want to sleep over, some wine, some great food, some live auctions,
they can also
participate
a little bit.
Celebration
part
of
the
what
the
March 6 to 11
about.
Crowd. And,
absolutely.
And then fun take off. Evening.
Yep.
And it's only,
we just ask, you know, we usually say by participant till 11
you
o'clock.
You get a nice little,
lights
it's
out by
like
midnight
a Thursday
then, if
night
you're not
happy hour.
Gone,
hour
yeah,
exactly.
We have blessed them. We have several board members.
Yeah, because everybody reserves Friday
for the night. So they will do patrol the area.
So we'll be over there at
one of our board members, Judy, will park a chair by the bathroom.
5 o'clock to 7:30.
And then we have a couple who are willing to stay up all night.
And,
walk around
check
and
it out. And Tracy,
you know, like I said, it's never been a problem. But we want to make sure that everybody is safe.
We are also doing
that trend continues.
What was the movie you chose?
Finding Nemo.
Oh, okay.
You're never too old for Finding Nemo.
So come in and buy wine.
Buy wine.
Mother's Day is next Sunday. We have wonderful.
That was last year.
Mother's.
Oh, did you?
So
all right, Finding Nemo. That's good.
All right,
so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with just a minute. You said more is going to be there, so we're expecting pizza, and you already mentioned the bagels.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Think about it. You get dinner, breakfast, an outdoor movie, and we're only asking you to raise $30.
And accommodation.
And accommodation, such as they are.
$30 for all that.
It is BYOB. Bring your own box, and that's an important thing to note. So I tend to get a lot of panicky texts and phone calls and email messages the week of the event, and there is literally nothing I can do to help with that. So I advise everyone to go and make friends with a receiving manager at a major department store, Lowe's, Home Depot. Rogers Appliance is great. They just, you know, you can drive back there in the afternoons after deliveries are done and see what you find.
Yeah. Find your own condo.
You can build, you know, you can put one together. You can, you know, my husband's putting some shelves in the garage this weekend, so, you know,
you got some.
I've got my shelter all picked out.
So you're staying over.
I always stay over.
You always stay over.
Yeah, I don't sleep, but I stay over.
You know, Joe.
Now, last year there were three ladies that were highlighted. They were, and they were elderly.
Elderly, they ranged in age from 68 to 83.
And one of them was more than excited. I mean, beyond comprehension excited about doing this.
Yes.
Are they coming back?
I don't think they are. I think
they had enough.
Enough. But they call themselves the Golden Ladies, and they decorated their boxes with a patriotic theme. And they were just spectacular. The enthusiasm they had all throughout the process, you know, from when they signed up to decorating their
Let
boxes,
me show you how to
and
take my level of
we got a lot of press out of that, and I'm so happy because they
no,
were really,
no, it was
they
great. I saw
they
a couple of interviews
job.
From them, a couple of interviews from Harnett County Democrat with them, and so they had a good time.
We have some really great people who are willing to do
Rob
this.
Coins
Unity
of
Bank
has
their
has
bank
been in
president,
for over 37
Jim Hughes,
years.
Slept in a box
we are
overnight. Janice Bolamy, one of their executive vice presidents, took her family to Box City last year, and hopefully she'll be back.
Exclusive gold
word is it that Assemblywoman Donna Simon plans to sleep in a box?
Professional appraisal.
All right.
She's
going to have extra special security there.
So, you know, got to give props to those folks that are willing to do that.
Gold and silver, American foreign coins.
Certified rare date.
Of course, yeah. I bring an air mattress because I'm over 40, so I'm allowed.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
That's the rule.
You're
over 40. You check in.
Yes. Don't judge me. I bring an air mattress. You know, sleeping bags, pillows, comfort items. Of course, the only rules are one person to a box. Again, back to the shenanigans. One person per box, and you know, no candles, no nothing dangerous. But yeah, people really, really go all out. So yes, you're allowed some basic comforts, of course.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? The Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities of interconnectedness coming to town.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth nine-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored by an invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information
but
today.
Best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamber.com. Tracy Alexander is the Community Director of the Central Office in March of Dimes. Joan Shamming, Balish of Clinton, a winery in Clinton on 20 Main Street, and they're having an event celebrating March of Dimes and the 50s and the history of March of Dimes and their accomplishments of the 1950s. So, Tracy, what are you wearing?
I don't know. I'm
you only got a couple more days.
I know. I only have a couple. I'm definitely not slicking my hair back. I don't know.
Finally.
That's what I'm saying.
Girls got to wear
this. I have no idea.
Ponytails.
I'm going to figure it out.
Bobby socks.
I don't have a little skirt, but I do have
let me show you how to take
something
my level
in mind.
So.
It'll be more of a classic.
Are you planning on just meeting and greeting individuals? Are you doing a little stand-up? Is there anything?
I'll be there as a representative. I go to all my events. I love
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution.
Everybody actually I work with.
With three great locations in Hunterdon County,
I'll be there as a representative. I'll answer
Clementon,
any questions.
White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway
Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use.
Now, Joan, how do people get involved with this? Is it invitation? Is it just drop in?
Visit us.
What's the game plan?
StowawaySelfStorage.com.
Drop in.
Okay.
Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month.
We have publicized press releases. We have
are
nice
you interested in learning more about NJ.com?
Yeah,
are you interested
nice.
In growing as a professional
a
and as a leader? The Leadership Hunterdon may be
myself.
For you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities.
And you did it your first time. When you do it, you do it big.
And this is who we competed with, like major corporations and all those jobs. So when they told me about
business, government,
really
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth nine-month program offered by the Hunterdon.
And I don't want to take away from your skills.
Honored by an invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future.
Just a little.
I mean, you're a gifted community person, but the wine might.
Yes.
Or visit our website.
5 to 7:30, a little wine, some silent auctions. Before you know it, you've bought yourself a car or something like that. All right.
And I have
So what are you wearing?
A soon-to-be graduate of Leadership 100 here with me, Colleen Dewar. She's the Director of Development at Family Promise, and we're talking about Box City. Going to be on May 30th into May 31st. It doesn't even impact your Saturday or your Sunday. All it's going to impact is your Saturday night and Sunday morning.
All right.
And hey, you get pizza and bagels, so you get your carbs and everything.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Oh, man, that's cool. Saddle shoes.
Or the white tennis ball.
Somebody's got to have these things.
Yeah. We've got 5 years going.
It's obviously growing. Let's just go back to last year. What was your first annual? What did you enjoy about it? What did you make improvements to after you tried it once?
Participated that year.
And
last year we had 255.
When it was all said and done, you cleaned up.
4 years later, we had 255. As of this morning, we had about 160 people registered.
That person or that
event,
that party.
But you being familiar with teenagers know that they don't.
It's all done at Friday.
Yeah. So we'll get, you know, I would imagine another 150 registrations over the next week.
Just wonderful music.
Wow. Okay.
So we do, you know, and again, we do, we ask people, we aren't asking for money right up front. So we are asking people if they're going to register to make sure that they do plan to participate and plan to raise money. So we, you know, we generally have no shows that equal walk-ins, and that kind of balances out. This may be the last year we're able to do that. We may start, you know, having some kind of a, you know, $10 deposit up front, and probably $20 or something like that, just to keep it manageable. But you know, so far it's worked out well that way. So we're going to let it go this year and see how we do. We think more is better. We hope more is better.
The music is better.
And
music's important to you.
Music's
important to you.
It sets the mood.
Sure, sure.
It's going to be very
Now, do you spread the everything out of the you've seen middle it, of the and I'm sure the store so we can start doing some
struck you
some
as
happen?
Some twist. Well,
most surprising.
Well, we need space really for the silent auction items.
Go on the sidewalk.
I mean, I think one of the most quiet moments, honestly,
I have an in with the mayor.
As a grown up, I tend to get up early.
I can have the maybe the
and just
kind
of walking around the boxes in the morning is really very cool.
She's doing a block party in a couple weeks.
You know, people kind of hanging half in, half out of the boxes.
Don't know how they got there.
Don't know. Yeah.
So the dancing's got to take place outside.
Yeah, exactly. It's
which is good advertising.
It's some space.
As the sun's coming up, it's kind of
just don't break the wine.
I always enjoy when we have one of our clients speak because, you know, I can talk, you know, I've been on the show a couple times. I'm always happy to talk about Family Promise. I believe so deeply in what I do and who I work with. But it means a whole lot to me from somebody who's benefited from the program.
But I love some the fact song that, came out. There are some folks that appreciate doing that and appreciate that their voice will motivate folks to understand it.
So, what's your plans
and
for
the
next year?
They get
I know your plan
is
but you already started thinking about 60s.
Right? A mom and a daughter, and the daughter said she wanted to speak and then she didn't want to speak, and mom said, no, she didn't want to speak. And I said, all right, well, you know, let's see when we get there, and we'll have a signal, and if you want to come up, you can. And the daughter decided she wanted to come up and she's, I think, 12 at the time. And she came up and she started to speak and she was struggling and everyone was so quiet and so respectful. And then they clapped for her. And then mom came up.
Had a whole bunch of different things.
Spoke beautifully. And then that way they were just, they had so much impact on that crowd. And it wasn't a well-rehearsed, well-written,
one year and then go into the British invasion next.
And I know that
maybe too.
Everyone worked so hard.
I don't know what for.
Bring their boxes there to give up their time and their comfort. You know, really appreciate knowing
last year we had
how it's helping.
The March Times event in March,
they go around,
and then doing Clinton in April. This year we had doing Clinton in April, March Times in May.
Yeah, we have a pretty good photo gallery from each
organization.
You're a veteran. We know. Piece of cake for you.
Almost a time lapse.
So Tracy, you've been doing this for March of Dimes only a little while. Well,
I just walked in because I heard that Colleen is on the show, and I know she's talking about Box City. And
what's,
I have to run back to Helpline, but I have to say that my family, I don't even know how many years it is,
every year,
but we celebrate
much.
My birthday at Box City because it's the most wonderful thing that you can do for the community, for the homeless,
you know,
and also for your family. So
I'd really
that's
like
my
grow,
pitch,
just
and
the awareness.
Okay, I will email that to you. Wow, way to take the microphone hostage, Susan. I couldn't have, that was excellent.
Where's my security? People just run in here now.
Grab the microphone.
I'm going
to have to talk to Chris about this.
Oh, wow. It's great. Cool. Susan and her family, is just 4 years that they've done this, and it is her birthday weekend. And she brings her entire family, and they are so much fun. So where were we before we were interrupted by Susan?
I don't know. I'm all a flitter now. We're talking about archiving.
Oh, yeah. So we do have photos. I think one of my goals for this year is to do, is put together kind of a time lapse, to show the field. And I have lots of pictures of that. And then, the truck's pulling up and the Bronx is being constructed.
Purple sort of,
and then,
purple is our color.
Overnight and then being taken down and really, taken away in the morning would be, really very cool. So if anyone out there has that capability, I take a bunch of pictures, but I'm doing a whole bunch of other things too.
Somerset is more involved too.
You need to set up a photo that takes it every so many seconds.
Meeting with people, going into stores.
Right, just stick it on a tripod.
So just have it over by the side there and just let it keep going.
My goal is to expand our awareness.
Let's think about that. I'm sure there's an AV group at the high school that would do that.
Absolutely.
More schools.
And we also have a local videographer who's going to fly a drone overhead and film just what it looks like from the top. And I'm really excited about that. So, again, pray for good weather.
Where would we see all that after it's...
You'll see that on our website and our Facebook page.
And there's a great lead-in. Where would we get all that?
So our website is www.familypromisehc.org. That's FamilyPromiseHC, as in HuntingtonCounty.org.
Perfect opportunity.
And you will see a Box City link on the front page if you want to jump right into how to register and donate. You click that logo. Otherwise, you can go to events and you'll see Box City there. You can read some more about it. You can download a flyer. You can even click on a gallery from photos from last year's event and see what it looks like. Because sometimes when people are new to it, they can't really envision what's like to sleep in a box. And it's
kind of
cool to see those images.
I think it ties in well, as you said before. The fundraiser ties together very well with the solution to the problem that you're trying to achieve.
Right, and the weather was beautiful.
Sounds like it's an experience beyond experiences. And if anybody could definitely... attribute that it would be Susan Lax who just came in here. And
she comes back every year. As do most people. I have to say, most of the people who participate, if they're available, will come back. So there's a testament to the fact that it is fun. It is impactful. It's really a great way to spend your time.
Appreciate it as always, Colleen. Thank you so much. I'm going to wish you the best of luck, and we'll get back to you again. You're going to be back here again when we get.
We got a minute left. Let's get everybody the information one more time. May 7th.
Their
from
experiences
5 to 7
and
there,
their
right?
White paper
yes.
that they put together.
It's at
20
Main Street. And
you guys were supposed to
done like bring your saddle shoes and your and your Vaseline and your...
I know. I went through the same thing.
I get ponytails.
I feel your pain.
And Bobby socks
right.
and your
very good
skirts. And
have a great time, and thanks for coming on by again. And knock them dead.
Thanks, Chris.
Live auction, lots of great things.
And soon, that is Colleen Dewar.
And she is part of Family Promise and Box City.
Vince Arlenas is Never Say I Should Have. Hey,
yes.
Go and check out the website.
And go and get your box.
It's May 7th.
Enjoy it. It's an experience beyond experiences.
I got to go. I am intrigued. I am serious.
Pleasure having you ladies on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck to you. And not
I can't even sleep in a hotel bed.
I can't wait to see
I need the air mask.
All right.
Thank you. That's Tracy Alexander and Joan Shem.
I'll be back again tomorrow.
And they're putting on a March of Dimes event on May 7th.
Vince Arnolino's
Modern Design
Should Have
Well.
You just learned a lot about March of Dimes, so why don't you find out more
and perhaps contribute? Chances are you know somebody or even have been afflicted by somebody who has premature births.
We'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. You've been listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonBurrier.com. Stay tuned for the Rotary Hour right after this.
Day by providing
Good
you
morning,
with local news,
traffic and weather,
see, coming to you
as well as light topics,
chamberradio.com,
wake-up call,
the studio offices of the Hunterdon County.
I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community.
Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing
listen
you
to
with
me every weekday
news,
morning
traffic
from
and weather,
a.m. to 10 a.m.
Light topics to
Morning Hunterdon,
wake-up call,
Hunterdon
chamberradio.com.
I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community business and education.
Listen to me every weekday morning from a.m. to 10 a.m.
Morning Hunterdon,
HuntingtonChambersRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Family Medicine Physicians
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for
your full circle of care.
Inside our circle
of care, if you need
a
physician,
we offer coordinated care for your entire family
service
led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
Or visit us on the web
your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Waco, Texas say no mistake was made when three bikers from Sunday's shootout were released from custody.
Within the confines of the law, they had a right to bond. They made that bond and got released.
Sergeant Patrick Swanton said the judge has since revoked their bonds and reissued warrants. All three suspects have been arrested and are back in custody. Nine bikers died.
USA Headline News. I'm Richard Strong.
From this, Iran's Supreme Leader says the country won't allow any inspections of its military bases or interviews with its nuclear scientists. Today's announcement by the official state news agency could set back international efforts for an agreement to keep Iran developing nuclear weapons.
While the curfew has been lifted, the state of emergency stays in effect for perhaps the next 2 days.
Since the unrest began following Freddie Gray's death while in police custody, the Baltimore PD says there have been 486 arrests as of Sunday. Gray family attorney Billy Murphy hopes his legacy will be a positive program.
They know that more rewarding nothing than ever. Can bring him back.
Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better.
And
because Plenty
great,
Points can be earned in one place and used for savings
for
at Rite Aid, Macy's,
Julie Walker,
AT&T,
Baltimore.
Exxon, and Mobil,
this
and other
USA
participating partners.
Headline News.
So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love
now,
Plenty Points.
You're listening to
Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building.
Want a bright start to summer?
Flemington, New York.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th.
To contact
with colors
station,
like cool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save.
Thank you to our sponsors and under.
Find your nearest store.
Please remember you're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Sponsored
visit
by the Hunterdon County Chamber. Hunterdon Chamber.
Our studios are located
in the CenturyLink building
for a complete
building
listing
14
of
Mine
our
Street,
programming.
Flemington, New Jersey.
Did you know you can
the
listen to hundreds more live 365 stations when you download our mobile app?
County
it's the stations you love, like this one and many more. Just go to live365.com/smartphone and download your free software today. Turns out you can take it with you.
Thank took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
On your smartphone. In New York City, a man who called himself a street fundraiser is charged with shooting an NYPD officer in the head. And Officer Brian Moore is in a medically induced coma this morning.
He went on the
took
police
a car
department.
To the
we
train,
really
ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
It
have you seen that video?
It's just really funny. Sad.
He try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients
school,
and carefully
you know,
baked to release 4 hours of steady energy.
The suspect is 35-year-old Demetrius Blackwell. He's charged with attempted murder. Nearby in New Jersey, three top aides to Governor Chris Christie have been charged with the so-called Bridgegate scandal.
One of the three pleaded guilty to staging a traffic jam at the George Washington Bridge as retribution against the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey.
They manufactured and perpetuated a bogus cover story to cover their tracks, and they callously victimized people of Fort Lee.
Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney. Governor Christie was not implicated in court or in the indictment. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is USA
of documents, 55,000 pages,
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
bird flu.
For the first time,
more of it,
America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Ethiopian Jews in Tel Aviv. One that Israel's president says exposes an open bleeding wound. And he says the country must respond to their grievances. Ethiopian Jews have long complained of racism and endemic poverty. And look for one more name in the GOP field for president this morning. Dr. Ben Carson.
The retired neurosurgeon is said to be ready to make a very important announcement in his hometown in Detroit on Monday morning. And if his travel plans are any indication after that, he'll be on the presidential campaign trail in Iowa. John Sousa is with the Draft Carson Campaign Committee.
He's going to be working all of the early states very hard to make sure that, you know, he wins or is in the top three in all of those races.
We keep kicking the can down the road. It's not good for our citizens. You know, in Arizona, we were willing to bite that bullet. It was not a popular thing to do, I can tell you.
In 2013, the president 10 feet away. I'm John Clement.
And I'm Richard Strong, USA Headline News.
The upcoming budget year begins in July. Arizona State Senator Kelly Ward says there will be exceptions to the one-year rule.
We aren't going to kick anybody off who is having a hardship. People who are taking care of a disabled relative, people who are taking care of foster kids, people who have problems with getting child care.
As you head out this morning, you should know that federal regulators are ordering the recall of 34 million vehicles. The recall is because of defective airbags that could explode, and it's the biggest product recall in U.S. history. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
At 1-800-511-4-HMC. The news or visit is on the web by the Hunterdon Medical Center. www.hunterdonmedicalcenter.org. Was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire
family. It's 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber.